Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I think they've been really solid in the secondary once they solidified some of their divisional labor. I think Minka has been significant in that regard. He's been playing nickel for them. They've got more depth, certainly, at safety than they do at corner. And Minka's versatility has been an asset to him. He's done an awesome job as a guy that plays closer to the line of scrimmage in the nickel position, a guy that blitzes. Certainly in base, he plays free safety and is a hub of communication and center fielder back there for him there.
Mike Tomlin talking about Minka Fitzpatrick. It's not what I want to talk about, but I felt like Harry had potted the music down, so I needed to come back with a clip. It is the return of Minka Fitzpatrick. That's not what gives me optimism about the Steelers, but I'm fighting my inner urges to start to buy into the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't know if anybody else out there is doing the same thing. Pat was positive last week. He said Rodgers is going to throw it all over the place against the Ravens, and guess what? He did, and if they didn't go full-on conservative in the fourth quarter, he easily would have eclipsed 300 yards, which is what Pat predicted. Rodgers playing that way after his previous two games, it got me feeling a little positive. But I don't know how anybody, even though the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in damn near a decade, I don't know how anybody can look at the AFC playoff picture right now and not be licking their chops a little bit. I need to see more from the Steelers, obviously, by way of consistency. I need to see them do to Miami offensively what they did to Baltimore. You need to see them stack wins. You need to see them play good football. But I think the AFC playoffs guys are going to be total chaos.
Man, I am not licking my chops thinking about the Steelers. Steelers potentially playing, if the season ended right now, this would be the playoff picture. The Steelers playing the Chargers. Did you see them the other night?
Lick the chops.
Wait, the Bills? You know, or the Jaguars are a sleeper team.
Hold on,
the Patriots.
Hold on,
or the Texans defense.
You already beat the Patriots.
Yeah, you know it's how hard it is to beat a team twice.
They also fumbled. Then I guess we should want to play Los Angeles then.
The Patriots.
How about
the Bills?
That?
The Patriots.
That's right. Those are the perfect matchup.
The Patriots fumbled seven times in the.
It wasn't seven.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was seven times. I think it might have been four.
I think it was like five, six,
five, and all in the red zone.
You're licking your chops at these teams right now?
I'm licking my chops at the...
You know why he's saying that? Because at the top of the... For the first time in how many years? It's not Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and...
Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. Namely, Patrick Mahomes at the top of the pecking order here. Because...
Good point.
That is a dark cloud over everyone's Super Bowl aspirations have been the Kansas City Chiefs. And they've been mortalized.
Here's the other thing, too. Denver, good defense. These are all good teams, right? Like, I'm a Steelers fan. I'm not going to sit here and do the thing where I drag everyone else down and try to put the Steelers over. I'm really not, because I understand the Steelers are terribly flawed. And here would be another question at 412-928-9370. When you think of your Pittsburgh Steelers, do you view them as a first-place football team? 412-928-9370. Because I really don't. But if I see it again, I'm going to do the thing on Monday. You know I'm going to do the thing on Monday. Here's the thing I'm going to do. Well, you got Aaron Rodgers. Or I guess it'll be Tuesday. You got Aaron Rodgers. You know, Justin Herbert hasn't been a great playoff quarterback. You know, Houston's offense hasn't been all that good, even though their defense is elite. Drake May's going to have to start his first playoff game. We saw Ben going to the Hall of Fame, won two Super Bowls. His first run in the playoffs, he was awful against the Jets. He was awful against the Patriots. Jacksonville, well, I'm not really buying into them yet. That's what I'll do, because you'll have a guy at the most important position playing good football. There's nothing more important than that. And if your four-time MVP Super Bowl champion can start playing more the way he played against Baltimore, why not? Why not? All these playoff losses, Tomlin hasn't had Rodgers, and I realize he had a checkered playoff pass, and that's why he's no longer in Green Bay, but we'll forget about that for a minute. I'm just saying, because here's the other thing. If you lucked into a win or you won a game in round one, I mean, do any of you guys think it's impossible for Houston to go into New England and beat the Patriots?
I think they can.
Or Buffalo? Like, Buffalo would probably be favored over Jacksonville, even on the road. And then you could maybe have two playoff games. Look what I'm doing.
I think of all the teams, like, hosting the Chargers would be a really good draw, in my opinion, for the Steelers. Do you see the pressure that Herbert was under in that game? I mean, their offense was anemic in that game. Anemic. If Jalen Hurts doesn't throw four picks and then they have a pick fumble, return to the 25, Philly wins that game. Like, and Philly's not that good this year.
And the Steelers' defense played well against the Chargers. It did. The dam just broke eventually. It's the worst the Steelers' offense has looked pretty much all year.
I mean, when's the last time the Steelers had a home playoff game?
Last time Phillip Rivers was a quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
2020.
Yep.
Which doesn't really count.
Right.
I agree.
Before that, pretty...
Not since 17 against the Jags.
Man, that place would be lit.
Be lit. Be absolutely bonkers in there. And everyone would be pulling for the...
Last week, everybody wanted to fire Mike Tomlin. And now we're talking about them winning a playoff game at home and potentially winning another playoff game at home.
Don't you say everybody. I was positive as positive can be last
week. You were. He was like a COVID test.
You were positive about Mike Tomlin or about them winning in Baltimore?
Positive about... Aaron Rodgers going out there and throwing for 284 yards and looking like a damn MVP for three quarters.
Are you positive with him doing that for the next four games?
I told you, I think they're going to win three or four.
Because of him?
Yeah.
And then in the playoffs?
Who knows? I would feel better about them in the playoffs than I have in the last.
See, that's where I am too. Now,
everyone's saying, oh, Mason. Are you kidding me? The presence of Mason Rudolph versus the presence of Aaron Rodgers is not even remotely close. You go into a playoff game with that dude? And do you see him between breaks and stuff when they cut and he's talking you-know-what to the other sideline?
Mm-hmm.
Chewing guys out? They haven't had that since Ben was here, really. And Aaron does that more than Ben did.
I need to see it against. Just hold up.
He's shaking his head.
And I get it. Listen, just wait. Do you think? I don't think the Steelers are going to win a playoff game. But if Rodgers goes out there and does the thing he just did against Baltimore, against Miami, I'm going to start to believe.
They got a hell of a lot better chance that they cut him loose than if they just.
Damn right.
You know, play close to the vest.
And think about what they had become down the stretch with Russ last year. And look, this is all Tomlin's doing. They don't win a playoff game. I still want his ass fired. I do. But. Last year, you have Russ, you put him in a box, and then they were terrible down the stretch. They were 0-5 their last five games, for goodness sake. The year before that, it was Mason Rudolph, and God bless Mason, and it was fun that he got them there, and my friend Mike named his kid after him.
Good backup.
But you know what? You ain't going into Buffalo and beating them with freaking Mason Rudolph. And I say it's all Mike Tomlin's fault, because ultimately he's the guy who determines who the quarterback is. But if this guy can put it together a little bit consistently down the stretch, and Rodgers, they're going to have something that they haven't had in the playoffs since late career Ben. And that's a shot, baby. Now, they didn't do a lot of stuff with that guy. But
this late in the season, and I don't recall 2 years ago as well as I do last year, going into Baltimore, they're honoring the 2000 Super Bowl champion. It's as close to a playoff environment as you can get in the regular season against your rival. I know both teams aren't you know, didn't have winning records at the time. And they dominated that football game for the first three quarters of the game and then sat on it the fourth quarter. Is what they should do if they're a better team. That gave me some optimism that could be replicated.
Now, what if Isaiah Likely's touchdown was ruled a touchdown and the Steelers lose? Would we be saying the same thing right now?
No.
If they lost the game?
Yeah.
No, but I still feel darn good about Aaron Rodgers throwing for 284. And I think he could have thrown for more if they didn't.
284 and a loss? Was it?
Well, they wouldn't have thrown for 280. They would have kept throwing the ball, so they probably would have thrown for 335.
And a loss. That is even worse.
They might have won the game if they kept throwing the ball.
I'm saying if they would have lost that game, would we be saying, and the game panned out the way that it did,
You know what I was hoping for? Just to because what would have been even better is, let's say he did score. And let's say A-Rod takes him on a game-winning touchdown drive or field goal drive. They don't get the two-point conversion, whatever. Whatever the situation is. I forget the actual specifics. Because the way he was playing, the way he was throwing the football, the command he had of the offense in that game against that defense with no pass rush, I'll take my chances them going down and get a field goal.
I think they would have won the game with Rod.
And I think he was ready to go if they needed to.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't, yeah, of course you feel different. But they went out and did something they hadn't done all year, and they did it in a way – it wasn't happenstance. It wasn't like they broke a tackle. I mean, Jaylen Warren's touchdown pass was a busted coverage. But for the most part, he was throwing contested balls in places that only his guy could get it. Like, and that's the way.
See, I understand that. But looking at this playoff picture and seeing the team that they could possibly draw, majority of the teams can run the football, and that's the Steelers' biggest issue is stopping the run.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, Aaron Rodgers could throw for 500 yards, but if you can't stop the run or stop what the – I mean – if you get James Cook and the Buffalo Bills again, Josh Allen might not throw for 1 yard, and they don't have to.
I mean,
I like their chances of schematically. You mentioned they play Buffalo again. I like their chances of fixing some of the issues they had against a given team that is undermanned. Their offensive line is not like they should not have given up the rushing yards they gave up. The edge collapsed multiple times on bend backs. Like it was a joke. I mean, but it's hard to beat a team twice, so that cuts both ways. Buffalo would have to beat Pittsburgh again. Aaron Rodgers didn't get his nose broken. They come out and actually throw the ball a little bit more and don't just play conservative. I don't think Buffalo's that good. Denver's that good.
But Josh Allen is.
He is.
The last couple of times the Steelers have made the playoffs, the defense sucked, but so did the offense, where they've been outscored, 79-0 or whatever it is in the first quarter of these playoff failures. I don't expect Mike Tomlin's defense to play well in the postseason because that's just the track record. But that's why the quarterback is so important.
Do you feel better knowing you don't have to go through Kansas City?
Yes.
If you're any team in the AFC. Because you're not just going through Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. You're going through the whole thing, right? The whole mechanism, right? The refs, everything. That's not there.
No,
they're not getting home field. They may not make the playoffs.
And I'll be fair to the process here, too, because we criticize Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin deserves to be criticized. You know, they had the Tebow game and the Bortles game and all that. But recently, their three most recent playoff flameouts, you go on the road to Arrowhead, you go to Buffalo, you go to Baltimore. I don't think there's a single team in this year's playoffs that are as good as any of those three teams. I don't. Now, do the Steelers maybe stink? Yes, of course. But I look at the AFC as being wide open, and if I can see some consistency from them against a team that they should beat on Monday night, I'm going to, you know, get a little
I feel better for sure.
Yeah. 412-928-9370 here if you want to weigh in. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia of Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm getting eviscerated on the text line here. Can we rename the station 93.7 the Homer? They probably won't even make the playoffs. Listen, I said looking at the AFC playoff picture gives me some hope if Rodgers can go out there and replicate the performance. He hasn't done it yet.
He literally said they could beat the Patriots.
They did!
They already did beat the Patriots.
They beat the Patriots!
You think they're going to fumble that many times again in a rematch?
It's a football game, Callis. A lot can happen, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
on both sides.
Correct. And the Chargers would have to beat the Steelers twice.
You know what
would
happen?
The Bills would have to beat the Steelers twice.
If they played the Bills, here's how it would go. Now I'm negative again. If they played the Bills, they'd shut down the run and Josh Allen would throw for 450.
Correct.
To who?
Whoever.
It doesn't matter.
Me.
I mean, Doran, you better be careful what
you're saying.
Okay,
Rivers.
Guys be coming out of retirement all over the place. Exactly.
And Doran did play for the Bills.
Correct.
The reason why I actually feel confident that the Steelers will make the playoffs, if we want to even stop there before we talk about potential playoff matchups, it has more to do with the Ravens than them anyway. Like the Ravens, they stink. I mean, they're no good. Like you just walked up into their trap and punched them right in the face.
Walked up into their trap.
Did I say that right?
You did, yes. Actually.
You walked up in their trap, take over your trap. They were up 17-3. If you're Harbaugh, how the hell do you let that happen against that team? A team that you hate, but you also respect, that isn't very good, and they come in there and they take the jump on you 17-3?
I mean, the most damning part to me about that football game, the reason why I'm like, oh man, the Ravens are horrible, is whenever Jalen Warren scored and it was cover zero and there was guys turned free.
Two. On the same side.
Pat Freiermuth and Jalen Warren, nobody was covering them. You know that you're in shambles if you can't figure out who you're covering and cover zero man-to-man coverage. That was awful. I haven't seen something like that since like high school.
Yeah, that's no good.
Bad.
Am I alone here? I probably am. Lamar doesn't scare me anymore.
Not the way he's playing right now.
He doesn't look interested. He looks like he doesn't care.
I think he is banged up, but I also think that he is getting
older.
He's
careless with the ball. Like, I feel like a mistake is always looming with him, especially when he can't. And obviously, he could still kill you with his legs.
He hasn't had a quarterback rating over 87.7 since October 30th.
Like, how do you, sitting here today, knowing what you know about the Steelers and knowing what you know about their remaining schedule, and knowing what you know about Baltimore, who has a difficult schedule, the Bengals, their quarterback is having, you know, existential thoughts about his future in the game, and the Browns are the Browns, how do you not feel good about the Steelers winning the division?
It is all relative. It has to be.
How do you not, like, sitting here as a knowing football, following football, it is a bad division. And the Steelers are the best team in a bad division. Now they need to go finish, obviously. But there's a world, if they go 2-2, and at least one of them is Baltimore, they cruise into the playoffs.
Yeah, Baltimore is going to play Cincinnati this week, and we'll see how it goes. I felt much better about that game before we listened to Joe Burrow earlier.
I'll go out and throw for 505 touchdowns.
But you got New England, Green Bay, and then Pittsburgh again. They're not, the way that they're playing ball right now, they're not beating New England.
No.
And I know that game got moved to a night game on Peacock. But then you got to go on the road to the Packers. I just don't see that. The way that they're playing offensively, I just don't see it. And defensively, their secondary's there for the taking. Like Marlon Humphrey looks older than Phillip Rivers. That guy, talk about losing a step. He can't. That guy stinks. So do I feel confident in, like, if the Ravens had an easy schedule, like they did leading up to the Steelers game in the Bengals game, I wouldn't feel so confident. But the Steelers' schedule is not a murderer's row, and the Ravens is. And they're not in a position right now where they're going to punch up. I don't think they have that in them. And that's what they'd have to do against Green Bay or New England.
Yeah, and Namar's still not practicing. He didn't practice yesterday.
He's missed a Wednesday practice every week the last 5 weeks, and it's been with a different injury designation each time.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers, Dolphins, Lions, Browns, Ravens. You already mentioned the Ravens schedule. Cincinnati still, I guess, technically is their playoff hopes are on life support if they're not eliminated yet. But they've got Ravens, Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns. So that's pretty doable. But, I mean, the Steelers could be in a situation where the Baltimore game doesn't matter.
I have been afraid to say that, but I have.
They could be.
Thought that.
And then what do you do? You play Rodgers?
No, I would not.
No. But it's all about who you draw to. So if you're feeling like you guys are feeling, if you're the Steelers and you know you like your chances with these teams in the AFC picture of the playoffs, then you sit most of your players.
Mm-hmm. You're elderly. I mean, you just are.
You know that Cam Hayward has played the most snaps of any interior defensive lineman in football this year?
That's great.
You know that? That's unbelievable.
That's not how you drew
it up. I've been hard on him. Dude's played a lot of snaps, man. He could use a break.
Yeah, man.
Heading into the... This is a banged-up football team. They've had a lot of injury issues.
And Derek Carr has been a massive loss. I mean, that's another thing, too, that gives me some optimism.
He could come back.
Yeah, when he was healthy, I mean, they shut down Jonathan Taylor. They shut down Jacobs. They slowed down the Chicago running game. Now, that could have been hey, we're going to fly instead of drive because the wide open to the field is gaping. But they had a three-game stretch there. It was like, okay, those are really good rushing attacks, and they shut them down. Now, should one player who's a rookie make all that difference?
No.
But you're right. They don't have any depth behind on the defensive line. Are we expecting him to play? They'll practice today for the first time. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about that and other things coming up next. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff will be on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is now time for the Hawk Report.
Are we doing it, Doran? No, Doran said no.
Did you guys ban the Hawk Report?
We didn't
sound
do it,
effect
did they, yeah.
On Tuesday.
Sure did.
Thank you, Pat. Brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. It's funny, Jeff. We were just talking. Jeff Hathorn joining us. We were just talking about Derek Harmon, and then bang. 5 seconds later, a story goes up, written by you on 93.7thefan.com, about Derek Harmon and whether or not he'll play on Sunday. And when Harmon misses time, the Steelers are giving up 191.2 yards per game on the ground. When he plays, they're giving up 96 yards per game. Do you? I guess we'll find out today a little bit more because it's the first practice day of the week, but what are your expectations there?
Yeah, I don't know how much he'll do today. He'll probably test it a little. And then we'll find out really on Saturday, like how much can he do on Saturday, which will be it'll be the least amount of work. But let's see if he's out there on Saturday. And then if he could test it tomorrow, get in the trenches, you know, move some sleds around and not have any issues, then I think there's a chance you could see him. I mean, and the way Achan's running the football, especially in the last 4 weeks, damn, like that you could use Derek Harmon.
Jeff, that's where I wanted to go. Do you think the Miami Dolphins are a good football team?
I think they're playing well. I don't know that they're a good football team, but they're playing well right now. And I'm shocked because, man, it looked like that thing had come off the rails and they were going to fire everybody. Like McDaniels, all of those guys will be gone and this would be a 3-win team. To their credit, they found it and they've done it through the run game. Now, this has been the soft part of their schedule, but they've taken advantage of it. With the exception of Buffalo being the soft part of their schedule. And they just run the football down people's throats. I mean, you think of Miami, you think of Tua rolling out 300 yards, Tyreek, you know, trying to find ways to get downfield. And what they're doing is they're hitting it with explosive runs instead of explosive passes.
Speaking of explosive, the Steelers passing game obviously had some of that in it. Do you think that's sustainable and will their aggressive approach be utilized from here on out?
Man, it doesn't have to be a go ball on the first play, but be aggressive. I mean, try to go win the game on offense, not just, well, let's do enough to see what we could do. Like, take shots. And they said that started, you know, with hitting things in practice in the week. So it's up to them to be able to do this in practice during the week. They, you know, with MVS and Thielen in there, Rodgers, I think, feels a little bit more comfortable with the wide receiver core. Keep taking opportunities downfield. And remember, Calvin Austin nearly had he was just barely touched, or he would have had a long touchdown on a long gain or two. So it doesn't just have to be DK, but yeah, I'd love to see, especially if Darnell's able to play, like take a few shots against Miami.
What do you make of the whole Roman Wilson situation, Jeff? How do you think this goes?
You know, we had heard, when you listen to Aaron talk about him, it's always about potential. You saw him play a little bit, but man, they went out and got a 35-year-old. They elevated a 30-year-old from the practice squad. Whatever Roman is not doing consistently. And if you watch him in practice, I mean, it's not that he's dogging it. You don't see any of that. But he's just not consistently what they need him to be, so much so that they're looking for other options. I don't think this, you know, spells the end of his career here. But, man, it's a step back. When you were starting to get some playing time and you couldn't hold on to that because of, you know, some guys they brought in from the outside, there's something that's missing with him. I don't know if it's more mental. I don't know what's happening there, but it'd be interesting if Aaron talks about it. I'd imagine he would talk more about his potential because the potential is there.
Jeff, do you think they try to get Jaylen Warren going on Monday night, or do you think this is Kenneth Gainwell's kind of position now? Do you look at Kenneth Gainwell being their number one option at running back over Jaylen Warren, or do you think they'll still split it up and try to get Warren going Monday?
Yeah, I think they'll try to get Warren going, but I think they're riding the hot hand, which they should do. I mean, that's why you have this scenario, is you could ride the hot hand. And given the fact it's going to be, what, 18 degrees at kickoff, most likely, or even potentially colder, I think they would want to have – I think this is a game for Jaylen Warren, the dude who comes out in shorts for every practice, no matter what the temperature is. Like, his mindset is great for these type of games. So I think feeding Jaylen Warren is something that we absolutely could see on Monday night.
Jeff, NCAA Volleyball Regionals are at the Peterson Event Center this weekend. Pitt takes on Minnesota tonight at the Peterson Event Center at 7 o'clock, 30 minutes following SMU-Purdue. The winners play on Saturday. How do you see the matchup for Pitt against Minnesota? Obviously, you do a lot of games. You follow this team. And then subsequently, their path to Kansas City for yet another Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, listen, these ACC Big Ten battles, and for those that aren't familiar, it's like, They're the two conferences that brag that they're the best. And there's when those two conferences play against each other, when teams play against each other, it's spirit. It was when Michigan played Pitt. It was a three-setter, but it was tight in every set. I expect a similar thing in this one. And then SMU, Pitt got both matches against SMU this year, but SMU has been a team that's not only risen but has hung in there and would be a tough challenge. But I like their bracket to get to the Final Four compared to some of the others. They don't have to go through Louisville. They don't have Stanford. They don't, teams that really are upper echelon, not that SMU isn't good, not that Purdue isn't good, not that Minnesota isn't good, but I do like their bracket to potentially get to a fifth straight Final Four.
Jeff, Pens and Canadians tonight. Last we saw the Penguins, I wanted to throw myself in front of a running Doran Dickerson. Is it encouraging that they are fourth in the league in regulation losses, or is it a problem more that they stink in the shootouts, or that a lot of these games where they've had the lead, they're having to go to overtime?
I mean, it's a problem that they stink in the shootouts. It's a problem that they can't finish games in overtime. I mean, to your point, I'd never seen anything like that. I mean, you're on the power play.
Oh, my God.
And you got Carlson and Letang out there. And, I mean, they weave right through Letang. And what Carlson was doing, I will say this for Carlson quickly. After the game, he was waiting in his locker for us to come in there because he knew we would have questions for him. So I give him credit for manning up. But what the hell are you doing? And then the shootouts, I mean, Shelovs is horrible.
He's totally lost, man. It is brutal.
Yeah, I mean... So they and they do work on it. They work on it every day. They just, man, I don't know. Maybe just find a way to not get into a shootout would be the answer to being better in shootouts.
Jeff, when we talk next Tuesday, will the Pirates have signed anybody?
Define anybody.
Not a left-handed reliever.
Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
A $10 million hitter. Over $10 million a hitter.
Ooh. Yes. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo! Hope springs eternal. Jeff, thank you for your time.
But the names are running out. Let's be honest. The names are running out.
Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was the Hawk Report. Ha.
Ha!
The Hawk Report.
You said ha, not caw.
I'm not in a caw kind of mood.
Do it, Callis.
He said he's not in a caw kind of mood.
Give me one. Give me one today. It sets my day up for success. There we go. Atta, baby. The people love it. Oh.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
See, that's where...
That's where you lose
Which
them.
Do you not like more? The moaning or the cawing?
It's absolutely...
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was a caw that was a moan. Like, caw, you know.
Oh, my gosh. How much time do we have left? 10 minutes?
Too much time.
We haven't talked about Michigan football.
Which we will coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In case you're sleeping under a rock, Michigan's head coach out. Fired for cause, according to reports, impregnated a staffer, and then forced her to have an abortion, doubled her salary, then upon getting fired, went to his wife's house, threatened her, and threatened that he was going to hurt himself, then drove to the woman's house and threatened her and himself before going and getting arrested and put in protective hold. So usually we like to stick with the funny on this show. There's not a lot of funny to be found there. I'm out.
Yeah, no good situation, clearly, as you just stated, but I'm gonna stamp my name on a hot take right now of the next head coach for
the Michigan Wolverines.
And that will be John Gruden. With his connection to Barstool and David Portnoy being a graduate of Michigan, I guarantee David Portnoy will push for John Gruden to be the next head coach of Michigan. And John Gruden has stated multiple times that he stays ready just in case a great opportunity does come available to coach again. He wants to coach again. You could just tell by his videos. Guys like that, they can't stay away from it too long. If he gets the opportunity to coach the Michigan Wolverines, that's the perfect opportunity. They just had before Sharon Moore, a former NFL coach, and Jim Harbaugh coach their team to a national championship. I guarantee that that's the route that they go, and Jim and John Gruden will be the next head coach of Michigan.
Oof. Where do I start? Not a good situation. That whole athletic department has been embroiled in controversy for the past however many years. Yeah. You got the Harbaugh stuff, Connor Stallions, now this, obviously. I think Gruden has a little bit too much spice to it.
Juwan Howard.
They're bad at covering stuff up.
There was
too.
Something with a hockey program, or I don't want to misrepresent what I heard this morning when I was listening to some other stuff. But I don't think they would go Gruden. I think they make a run at Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. I think they make Jed Fish would be a safe hire, you know, up at Washington, worked there for a period of time, has done a good job of both Arizona and Washington. They need stability. They need somebody that has a clean record. Not that Gruden doesn't, but you had what happened in Oakland and Vegas that obviously there's been a lot of time that's passed. Man, I mean, you talk about a program that has gone through it. I don't know how the AD continues to survive things. Ward Manuel. Just a mess. And obviously, this is the latest chapter in that book, but it's a great job. I mean, it's among the top five jobs in the country.
Yeah.
You know, you could argue that if it not for Nick Saban and what he did at Alabama, Michigan's a better job than Alabama. And the path to a college football playoff, Big Ten championship, you know, Kalen DeBoer, what he's been able to do at Alabama in terms of keeping that thing going, and obviously they're in the playoff, whether they deserve to be or not. I think he'd listen to Michigan, and then that would set off a whole nother cycle. Yep. Can you imagine if Lane Kiffin went back to Bama, left LSU?
Oh my God. I was going to ask what the funniest possible thing would be. I think like Matt Campbell being like, you know what, I'd rather go to Michigan.
James Franklin.
Now you're Michigan.
James Franklin leaving Virginia Tech to go to Michigan.
But would Michigan hire the fired Penn State coach? Or would Maybe. That be, would that be a... Like, they just won a national championship 2 years ago.
Rich Rod.
I tell you one that
Redemption.
I tell you one that would be that I think would be a house divided, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier.
He's a culture fit there compared to.
He's a culture fit there. Yeah. He killed it at Grand Valley State. He killed it at Central Michigan. Went to Cincinnati, then obviously Notre Dame, LSU. I mean, they weren't bad.
No,
you know, and obviously he wasn't a fit there. Nor do I think DeBoer's necessarily a fit at Alabama. But Brian Kelly's on the market. You know, aside from the whole Lift thing at Notre Dame is a pretty clean background.
I'm sorry.
I had to bring that up. I mean,
no, I know. Apart from the death of the student, I mean, things are great.
Yeah,
but you're right. You're right.
You know, he's not. There's not a whole lot of baggage there.
Mm-hmm.
He is, by all accounts, a jerk.
Yeah, he's an ass.
But
I think it makes some sense. I
think
really
it makes
do.
Some sense.
Yeah. All right, that's gonna do it.
Yep.
What a show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You want to burp again before we get out of here?
No.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high at 29, low at 23. Tomorrow, high at 32, low at 22.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.